Village, Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For we know that Jesus is the Lord. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. Amen. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a wonderful time to be found hid in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man and that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as usual, first and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible, for I can do nothing separate from him. And oh yes, I give thanks to the Almighty God this morning for the few of you that have tuned in this morning, whether it be by internet or the radio. For the Bible says that many are called, but only a few are chosen. He also declares that his sheep hear his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Bible lets us know that many shall seek to enter into this true hiding place, this true resting place, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Seven long days and seven long nights have the Lord kept us, gathered us here once again. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Seven long days and seven long nights. And did he have the angels watch over us in order to gather us here again? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, John, the 16th chapter, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt once again to bring you out of the dark place of religion and bring you to this true resting place in Christ Jesus, brought forth by that way, that truth that gives us this eternal life as we rest in him. John the 16th chapter, and starting at the 12th verse, and Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father had are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. For he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. May the grace and peace, mercy and truth of our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied to you all in these end times. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. The true church, the bride of Christ, the pure in heart, will rise up in these last days to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast down devils. These signs shall follow them and that believe. If you believe, you will work the works that Jesus did, and even greater. John 14:12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Believe in what? Believe that you are dead and Christ, the one who the Father has sent to do the works and the will of the Father through you, is alive in you to do the work. John 4:34 says, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. John 6:26-27 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracle, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Jesus said, labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endured unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him had God the Father sealed. The false prophets and the false apostles and the lying preachers, the pimps in the pulpit, they will be like Jannes and Jambres in the end times. They will not be able to stand before the truth in the body of believers because his judgment is upon the debaters, the astrologers, the stargazers, and all resisters of the truth. 2 Timothy 3:8 says, now as Jambres and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Those lying preachers, pimps in the pulpit that resist and oppose this truth, this gospel, they will be exposed through judgment and they will not proceed any further. 2 Timothy 3:9 says, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. The Lord God will bring his church out of this world similar to the way he brought Israel out of Egypt. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. There will be a great judgment on his adversaries, and he will bring us out with a high hand of praise in his glory, and there will not be one lame or one sick among us. There will be 7 years of a great outpouring of his Holy Spirit all over the world, with signs and wonders that eyes have not seen nor minds imagined. And we believe that that great outpouring began August the 19th, 2019, the start of God bringing his people out with great substance. Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 through 14 says, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We find in Genesis chapter 41 through Joseph's interpretation of Pharaoh's dream of the 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. Joseph himself was a type of Christ. He gathered the grain, the last harvest, unto his gardener during the 7 years of plenty. Then in the 7 years of famine, Joseph, a type of Jesus, a type of Christ, draws his brothers, the Jews, to himself. It will take the 3.5 year tribulation and the 3.5 year great tribulation to convince the Jews that Jesus is their Messiah. It will take the 3.5 year tribulation and 3.5 year great tribulation to convince the black people that there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. It's going to take the 3.5 year tribulation and 3.5 year great tribulation to bring those 12 tribes together again, for them to love one another, to walk in love, walk in respect with one another. It's going to take the 3.5 year tribulation and 3.5 year great tribulation to make them pull their pants up, because they're going to be running for their lives. You see, the tribulation is for the Jews. The Bible calls it Jacob's trouble. The tribulation is not for the church. It's not for the bride of Christ, because when that takes place, we're going to be out of here. And also there's a type of this outpouring depicted in Noah and the ark. God the Father, he is calling all to come into Christ, into a baptism of death, who he sees as righteous before him. The rain, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Genesis 7:1 says,